Yeah, welcome back. Hour number three. Coming up here in about 40 minutes, we're going to have your weekend movie preview. There's one movie that came out in the theaters and a big piece of movie news, especially if you're a Netflix password sharer. So I'll be sharing that coming up here in about 40 minutes. We also got your jobs report coming up here in about 15 minutes as well. Top three stories here. The big story of the day. Suspect has been arrested in connection with the Idaho murders, the University of Idaho murders, that terrible stuff. I mean, I can't believe it's gone on this long at this point. But the at the same time, that it's nice to see him finally have somebody. We don't have a lot of details yet. We know the person's name. We know that he was a PhD student in criminology at Washington State University. We know that he was arrested in the Poconos of Pennsylvania. And that's about all we know. that's it right there. We will get more details once he is extradited to Idaho, and then he has to appear in front of a judge in Idaho, and then we'll be able to get additional information. So we'll have to see how that all goes down. Then other top three stories in the news is Trump blasting Democrats in the Supreme Court after his taxes were released, and Southwest Airlines back on track after, you know, a horrible week that they've had of cancellations. Instead of 2,000 plus flights being canceled, they're in the 40s. So not too shabby at that point in time. And today, overall, we've finally gotten out of the thousands of flights being canceled. We're 158 flights canceled today in the United States. We do still have a lot of delays, though. 4,659 delays going through American airports. So still quite a few cancellations. A lot of it due to weather still going on. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio, 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. If you'd like to weigh in, text or call 850-437-1620. I want to get into this story here real quick. President Biden pardoned six people today for a year-end pardon, and one of them was a Florida man. And this Florida man is John Dix Nock. He's 72 years old now, but 27 years ago, he pled guilty to using his property as a grow house for marijuana. Apparently, he didn't cultivate the plants, but he got 6 months of community confinement, and now he's been pardoned. Beverly Ann Ibn Thomas, she's 80 years old now, but at 33 years old, she killed her husband after he beat her, verbally abused her, and threatened her. And this is, you know, 50 years ago. This is before there was anything about battered women syndrome or anything like that. The judge at the time refused to even allow expert testimony on battered women syndrome, a psychological condition that can develop among victims of domestic violence. She got 1 to 5 years of incarceration, and her appeal was among the first by someone with battered women syndrome. Her case has been studied by academics pretty much since then. And she has been pardoned now. Charles Byrne Jackson, 77 years old, of South Carolina. He was found guilty of the possession and sale of spirits without tax stamps when he was 18 years old. So over 50 years ago as well. He sold whiskey once without tax stamps. And it's affected him all this, and he basically was convicted. So he was pardoned. Gary Davis, when he was 22, 44 years ago, he admitted to using a telephone for a cocaine transaction. Oh, boy. And so he did end up served a 6-month sentence on nights and weekends in a county jail, completed probation in 1981. And he eventually earned his college degree, worked steadily, owns a landscaping business and other things. So he's been pardoned. Edward DeCoito, 50 years old, pled guilty at 23 years old for a marijuana trafficking conspiracy. And he was released from prison after serving nearly 2 years. And before that, he actually served honorably in the U.S. Army and Army Reserve. So he's been pardoned. And finally, Vicente Flores, 37 years old, as a 19-year-old boy, though, he consumed ecstasy and alcohol while serving in the Air Force. He had a special court martial, had 4 months confinement, loss in pay, reduction in rank. Eventually, he went to rehab, and he was able to get his rank amended and remains in active duty today. He was pardoned of his. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Ross is Get Traffic on the Fives.
This traffic report is brought to you by Frontier Motors. We do have an accident on East Olive Road. This is going to cause some slowdowns in both directions. It's right near Stonebrook Drive. This is East Olive Road near Davis Highway. Other than that, we are checking in clear I-10, I-110, not showing any delays. 29 north and southbound, checking in clear. Nothing to slow you down on 98 throughout Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre. If you do see something else on the road slowing you down, have details, make sure to give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-262-6111. And again, this traffic report brought to you by Frontier Motors. Frontier Motors is the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. They're located on Beverly Parkway. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. If you'd like to weigh in, you can give us a call or text 850-437-1620. I do want to say something real quick about the Pensacola Humane Shelter because that story broke yesterday, and of course we didn't have a show because of the Florida State bowl game. But oh my goodness, this story has just been unfolding more and more and more. And when it comes down to it, you know, they when it first came out, we got this anonymous letter saying that, hey, the board of directors mismanaged money. They're mismanaging the company or the nonprofit, and they've mismanaged funds. Then basically it came out and said, okay, we got a response from the board of directors saying that's not true. We've hired an independent auditor to audit everything to show that the funds weren't mismanaged. Then the interim director was actually on Pet Talk and on that interview said they only have enough money for a couple more weeks of operation, and that's about it. And here it is a couple weeks later. She was let go on Wednesday, and then the rest of the staff basically left in solidarity with her being let go. And then all the animals have been placed at different shelters around the area, including Santa Rosa Humane Society, them coming in and picking up the slack right there. But whatever's going on over there, I mean, either way, this is the way I look at it. One is the employees, apparently some of their checks were allegedly bouncing, like they weren't getting paid or their checks were bouncing. So there were some financial problems going on there. So that probably spooked them. Even if there wasn't anything being misappropriated, that will spook people, right? But there's one of two things here. Either one, finances were being misappropriated, meaning if you get grant money from something, you have to spend that grant money on what you got the grant money for. You can't use that to go out to dinner. You can't use that to pay employees if that's not what it was meant for. You can't do it for advertising, whatever it is. You have to use it for what it's meant for. So if it was meant for medicines for the animals, or if it's for better conditions for the animals, then that's what it's got to be used for. So that's what they mean by misappropriation, especially in a nonprofit. So either that did go on or it didn't, and there was very poor communication from the board of directors to staff on operations. Either way, they did not feel like things were secure and that the ship was headed in the right direction. Whether it was because, yes, there was misappropriation of funds, or two, because there was very bad communication. So either way, it's just a bad situation. You know what I mean? All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Come up here next. Top trending news with Joe Ford in the newsroom. Stick around. On News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620. Pensacola Mardi Gras Parade is kicking off the Mardi Gras season Friday, January 6th, with a static parade and blessing of the floats in downtown Pensacola. Come check out the Mardi Gras cruise and stick around for the cutting of the king cake as well. We were just talking about this Pensacola Humane Society situation going on, where now all the animals have been removed, all the staff have left in solidarity with the cancellation or with the letting go of the interim director. And I was saying, to me, it's like one of two things. Either they really did misappropriate funds and therefore the staff does not feel very comfortable. And that's why the staff sent out that letter criticizing the board of directors, or two, they're just bad at communicating. I'd say the direction of the company, the direction of the ship per se. Got a text that says, or maybe the CEO had bad communication skills, both managing up and managing down. Oh yeah, and that could have been it too. I mean, some of the allegations, and once again, I'm putting these as allegations because they are having an independent audit of their finances coming through to find out if they did misappropriate funds and everything. But if the allegations turn out to be true and there was misappropriation of funds, then that also could be, still goes back to a communication or management issue. You know, did they get the wrong person in the job who didn't know what they were doing as it pertains to nonprofits? Because nonprofits have to run differently than a regular corporation. There's all kinds of things that could come about. But really, I don't think there's any. I mean, so it's kind of sad now because now all the animals have been moved. Luckily, Santa Rosa is coming through and helping out. Some other shelters are helping out trying to get these animals adopted out. But in the meantime, you know, it's not going to be operating in Escambia County. So no matter what, it's a sad situation, and we're not going to have a lot of answers until I feel like once the audit gets done, right? All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Let's go ahead and get traffic on the fives first, then we'll get top trending news.
This traffic report brought to you by Avalon HR. We're just seeing a little bit of some slowdowns on East Olive Road. This is going to be due to an accident we had. It looks like it's improving, but it's East Olive Road in between Cody Lane and Whitmire Drive, and the slowdowns are going in the westbound direction. Other than that, we're looking good on our roads. If you do see something, have some details for me, give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. This traffic report, again, brought to you by Avalon HR. With everything going on, you need Avalon. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. So, yes, get top trending news with Joe Ford over in the newsroom.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Yeah, Bobby, police confirming the arrest has been made in the brutal murders of four Idaho college students. Moscow, Idaho Police Chief James Fry identified the suspect as 28-year-old Brian Koberger, who was arrested in Pennsylvania today. Things looking a lot better for Southwest Airlines today. FlightAware reported only 43 flights canceled by the airline as of about 12:30. Eastern today, certainly a much different story than in days past. Former President Trump's tax returns are out after a long legal fight. House Democrats released 6 years of tax returns today. Dr. Anthony Fauci is retiring this weekend. Saturday will be his last day as a federal employee. And the TSA unveiling most unusual catches at airport security checkpoints this year. They say the most unusual find was at LAX when they discovered fentanyl package-like brand name candy. And number two was an attempt to stuff a full handgun inside a raw chicken. That was at Fort Lauderdale Airport.
Yeah, that was a weird one. Just like, what did they really think that if they just scanned if they scanned through the radar detector thing, that wouldn't see a gun inside a chicken? First of all, can you even bring a full chicken on the plane?
That's a good question.
That might have been the flag.
I've never tried.
They're like, you can't bring this on the plane, and they were like, wait a minute, something's not right about this chicken.
Yeah. So. I mean, maybe the raw, you know, a raw chicken. I mean, that's, you know, right. I don't
give everybody on the plane salmonella.
Exactly. You know, so. Well, we know Gracie's tried to pass through TSA with like a gallon of contact solution, and that was foiled.
Yeah. Yeah. Can't bring the contact solution on.
It was actually 2 gallons, but
yeah.
2 gallons, yeah, exactly. It was
one for each eye.
Sam's Club version or whatever, like the bulk stuff. Like, what? I was gonna bring this to Kissimmee. So yeah. What happened?
They don't have Walmarts there. I don't know. What am I supposed to do?
Exactly. Oh my goodness. The gun was a cluck, not a Glock. That's funny.
Yeah.
All right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Come up here next. Real quick, your unemployment update for you. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. So unemployment update here for you. We did increase the new filings for unemployment this week compared to last week by about 23,000. That's the second week in a row that the new filings have gone up. But we did see continued unemployment numbers drop 24,000. That's good, except like last week it went up 90,000. So, you know, it's like, okay, we need those numbers. In fact, out of the past 4 weeks, we've seen the continued unemployment claims, it's the people who remain on unemployment, we've seen that go up dramatically 2 out of the 4 weeks and then drop just a little bit the other 2 weeks. So it'll be interesting to see at the end of the month what the unemployment rate is, because usually this is the time unemployment rate goes down due to temporary hiring. But for some reason, continued unemployment numbers seem to keep going up.
The mama pajama rolled out of bed and she ran to the police station.
You know, I was just covering the job report, and I didn't get to bring up Florida. Because we saw unemployment numbers increase nationwide this past week compared to the previous week. But here in Florida, our numbers actually dropped, and they've actually finally dropped down to pre-Hurricane Ian levels. This is the second time since Hurricane Ian that we've seen it closer to where it normally is. So that's good news for the state of Florida. Part of the reason why I think that is in Florida is because we just continue to have more job opportunities down here. I saw one report. I was going to cover it. I just ran out of time with, you know, a lot of the other 2022 wrap-up stuff. I ran out of time to cover it, but I was going to share that California businesses have started to relocate to Florida in droves. 2022 saw it be a big year of even more businesses from California relocating here. And so as businesses relocate here to the state of Florida, whether it be, you know, here in the Pensacola area or Tallahassee or Orlando or wherever it might be, well, that brings jobs and it allows jobs to be here and available for you and me and for others who want to move here. So that's definitely one of the things, you know, I think that's helping our economy here. But it's just a business-friendly economy in general. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620.
Oh. Here's your sports hit.
I'm sorry, I forgot the top three stories here. So real quick, suspect has been arrested in the connection with the Idaho college murders. Finally, it's been almost 2 months. Goodness gracious. Turns out it's a student from Washington State University, which is like 9 miles away. He was arrested in the Poconos of Pennsylvania. So Eastern Pennsylvania is where he was arrested. Then Trump blasting Democrats in the Supreme Court after his tax returns were released. And Southwest Airlines is back to normal. Only about 43 or less than 50 flights were canceled today, as opposed to their, you know, 2,000 plus flights that have been being canceled pretty much every day for a week. So they're finally getting things back to normal. All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. So we just hit the sports hit. So NBA is underway right now. Washington Wizards are beating the Orlando Magic by 2 points. The Lakers and the Atlanta Hawks game just tipped off on NBA TV. When that game's over, they'll have NBA TV will have Portland Trailblazers against the Golden State Warriors. NCAA football bowl games going on right now. Notre Dame just beat number 19 South Carolina 45-38. Number 23 NC State got upset by Maryland 16-12, and Pitt beat number 18 UCLA, upsetting them They beat them 37-35. Right now, University of Ohio is beating Wyoming 31-17. There's 4 minutes left in that game, and it's on BarstoolSports.com. Coming up here about 15 minutes, we'll get the kickoff on ESPN between number 6 Tennessee and number 7 Clemson. Then, of course, tomorrow is the college football playoff games. Number 3 TCU is playing number 2 Michigan at 3 o'clock on ESPN, followed by number 4 Ohio State playing Georgia. NCAA men's basketball earlier today, number 14 Miami beat Notre Dame. Pitt beat number 25 UNC, and Clemson beat NC State. Right now, Michigan State is beating Buffalo 75-58. In hockey, the Nashville Predators beat Anaheim 6-1. Right now, near the end of the first period, Pittsburgh is beating the New Jersey Red Devils 1-0, and the puck just dropped between the Florida Panthers and the Carolina Hurricanes. Then in sports news, one of the big news stories today is that Cristiano Ronaldo has signed his deal with the Saudi Arabian club. It's going to pay like $75 million a year. Wow. The Bucks quarterback Blaine Gabbert has helped save 4 people from a sunken helicopter after an emergency landing in Tampa Bay. He was out there in the bay with his brothers on jet skis when the helicopter went down. So they just were able to go right over there. They're like 200 yards away. So they were able to go over there and help rescue those 4 individuals. Jalen Hurts is doubtful for the Eagles this week. He could come back for week 18. The Ravens are going to start quarterback Huntley as Lamar Jackson is missing his 4th straight game. And Aaron Judge has been named AP Men's Athlete of the Year after setting the home run mark. So big one right there. This story just came out here just a minute ago. NC State's radio voice, Gary Hahn, has been suspended after a reference to illegal aliens. I'm like, what? So I guess he made the comments. He was relaying the score of the Sun Bowl, where it was UCLA against Pittsburgh. And he said, down among all the illegal aliens in El Paso, it's UCLA 14, Pittsburgh 6. So Learfield Communications, who holds the rights to NC State broadcast, has suspended him over that comment. Why? They have thousands of illegal aliens along the border. What's wrong with that comment? I mean, what? Show me the lie in that comment. I'd be suing. That's ridiculous. It's like there's thousands of illegal aliens crossing the border every weekend and lined up along the border down there. What's wrong with saying that? Down by where the illegal aliens are. There's nothing wrong with that. All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Ross. Let's get traffic on the fives.
Our roads are looking good. I-10, I-110 not showing any slowdowns, as well as 29 and 90 throughout Pensacola, not showing any major delays. Pine Forest, Blue Angel, and Gulf Beach also looking good. If you see something on the road slowing you down, you see an accident, have details for it, please give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. I want to bring this up here real quick, too. President Biden's accomplishments. Before we get to today's sign of the apocalypse, I want to bring up President Biden's accomplishments in 2022. This is according to the American Enterprise Institute. They ran down a list of them. I don't necessarily agree with all of them, but I still want to bring them up. According to them, number 10, he acted to prevent a crippling national rail strike. These are the best things, by the way. Let me go through the best things first. He prevented a crippling national rail strike. He did. He did help negotiate that. Number 9, he's sending B-52s to Australia to counter China. Number 8, he launched a full-court press against China's semiconductor industry. I don't know about that. I think Trump actually started that one with his tariffs. Number 7, he signed the first bipartisan gun legislation in decades. I also don't think that was a positive, but okay. Number 6, he secured extradition of the terrorist charged with the bombing of Pan Am Flight 103. That was a good one. He kept Iran's IRGC on the U.S. list of foreign terrorist organizations. Yeah, that was good. He won support for Finland and Sweden to join NATO. He killed Al-Qaeda leader Ayman al-Zawahiri. Number 2, he declared the United States will defend Taiwan. And number 1, he saved Ukraine. Wait, he saved Ukraine? Okay, well, I don't know how he saved Ukraine, but that was their number 1 accomplishment of Biden in 2022. What's their worst? Well, number 1, he slow-rolled military aid to Ukraine. Wait, what? So number one is best thing he did is he saved Ukraine. Number one, worst thing he did is slow rolled military aid to Ukraine out of fear of provoking Putin. Okay, which one is it? I don't know what it is. He made worse the border crisis in the U.S. history even worse. He signed into law Inflation Reduction Act that will not reduce inflation. He failed to avenge the Kabul airport bombing in an unconstitutional power grab. He canceled up to $1 trillion in student loans. And he begged foreign despots to produce more oil while weakening domestic production. His administration discharged thousands of troops for refusing the COVID-19 shots. He and his party urged Republicans to reject extremists while supporting them in the primaries. He called Georgia's election law Jim Crow 2.0. And finally, he presided over a plethora of disasters. So those are the top 10 best and worst things from Biden in 2022, according to the American Enterprise Institute. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
Yeah. All right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. So today's sign of the apocalypse, speaking of oil and gas. So this actually happened in UK, but still, oh my goodness. Many colleges and universities in the UK are banning oil and gas companies from recruiting their students on campus. Wait, what? Yeah, in the name of battling climate change, they don't want any of their students at their universities to get jobs at college and gas companies. Therefore, they are not going to allow them to be recruited on campus. I thought the job of like colleges and universities, the literal job is to help your students get jobs. Like that's why, to get good, high paying, secure jobs. That's your job as a university. And there's a lot of very well paying, secure jobs in the oil and gas industry. And you're like, yeah, you just can't get a job in that industry. I don't get it. But yeah, that's what's going on in the UK now. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620. Coming up next, quick update from Joe Ford in the newsroom. Plus, we got your weekend movie preview. Stick around.
Baby loves me. Girls out of sight, yeah. Said she loved me, yes, yes, she does.
It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. You can share your thoughts or opinions that way. Also, be sure to follow us on Facebook. You can also like our mobile or follow our mobile app. Just download the News Radio Pensacola mobile app in the App Store, and you can follow us that way. Hey, Big Brothers and Big Sisters, Big Gala is coming up on January 14th, presented by the Pensacola Ice Flyers. You can get tickets now by calling 850-433-KIDS or go to newsradio923.com. Of course, the Big Gala supports the Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Northwest Florida's mission, so you can help out that way. Hey, Joe, what do we got going on in the news?
Well, Bobby, the big story today was in Idaho and Pennsylvania, as police confirming the arrest made in the brutal murders of four Idaho college students. Police identifying the suspect as 28-year-old Brian Koberger. He was arrested in Pennsylvania. He has an extradition hearing on Tuesday. University of Idaho, just 7 miles away from Washington State University, where they say Koberger was a grad student there. U.S. military officials say a Chinese fighter jet flew extremely close to a U.S. Air Force aircraft during routine operations over the South China Sea. That happened on December 21st when the Chinese aircraft approached the American aircraft's wing, and the American plane had to take evasive measures to avoid a collision. Brazil will observe 3 days of mourning after the death of soccer legend Pelé, died at 82 years old after a long bout with cancer. And this is the first year since prior to the coronavirus pandemic that Times Square can be packed to full capacity for New Year's Eve. They've done their final tests on the crystal ball that'll drop on midnight to send us into 2023. Are you guys big watchers of the New Year's Rock and Eve celebrations with Dick Clark, now Ryan Seacrest?
Definitely not. But I can tell Gracie probably is.
Yeah, I always like it. I don't know. It's fun.
All right. I used to be. Well, Gracie, why are you a big fan of the?
I don't know. I think maybe because I always did it when I was a kid. Like, that was the one night I usually could stay up till midnight. Usually I was crashing around like 12:15. But I like New Year's Eve. I'm looking forward to ringing in the new year.
Nice.
Ringing in the new year. There you go. Yeah. It'll be here before we know it now. So on Monday, it'll be a new year. That's hard to believe. This year just flew by fast to me. It flew by so fast. So a lot's happened. So
you guys anticipate any major life-changing resolutions or events going on in 2023?
No, I don't. I don't. Right now, it's just day by day at this point.
Gracie, what about you? Any resolutions? Or?
Yeah, I'm probably going to turn my whole life around, and it's going to be the best year yet.
Turn your whole life around.
She said, it's all on the table, baby.
Yeah. Come Monday, you guys are not going to recognize me. I bet.
Right. I don't know. It's 2023 can't be any worse than 2022 is the way I look at it. So, all right, Grace, let's get traffic on the fives.
Last traffic of the fives of the year, and we have no traffic. I-10, I-110 looking good. 29 also showing no delays. Highway 90, nothing to slow you down. If you see something on the roads, give me a call to the traffic line, 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right. It's Pence call right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Yeah, let's actually hit our weekend movie preview.
Now,
it's time for
a weekend movie.
All right, weekend movie preview. There's only one movie really in the theater right now, and that is and that is called White Noise, and it's a apocalyptic black comedy. That seems very weird, but it stars Adam Driver, and it's a college professor, and his family's comfortable suburban life is upended when a nearby chemical leak causes the airborne toxic event. Okay, there you go. It's on Netflix, and it's in theaters today. On DVD or digital download, Halloween Ends is available now, and that's supposed to be the end of the whole Halloween saga. Amazon Prime Video has a new movie out called Wildcat. Back from war in Afghanistan, a young British vet is struggling with depression and PTSD and finds a second chance in the Amazon rainforest when he meets an American scientist, and together they foster a orphaned baby ocelot, which is why it's called Wildcat. So there you go. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. In movie news, one of the big pieces of news to let you know about, during COVID, Netflix loosened up their Netflix password sharing. They loosened it up a little bit, allowed people to share their passwords a little bit more. According to Wall Street Journal, there's more than 100 million Netflix viewers who watch Netflix on borrowed passwords. Well, at the beginning of next year, sometime by spring, Netflix is expected to start cracking down on that. So so if you're one of those who either shares your Netflix passwords or you watch Netflix off of borrowed passwords, that might start to get a little bit harder to do sometime in the beginning of 2023. So so I look at that, and I mentioned earlier that I'm recently divorced this past year. And so what we handle it is like I pay for like half of the subscriptions, and then my ex has the other half. And so we just share the passwords like that. Like, she just texted me last night. It was like, hey, do you have HBO? And I'm like, no, I don't have that one yet. She said, well, if you get it, let me know the password. Like, so like, that's, does it work? Because it's for my kids, technically, still, right? Because when my kids are over there, they need to watch the shows. And when they're over here, my place, they need to watch the shows. So it's like a joint password thing for the kids' benefit. That's the thing.
I'm nervous because I still use my parents. So it's like, they're going to think I'm borrowing it, and I'm technically part of the household. But I should be allowed.
You're part of the household.
I should be allowed to.
You should be allowed to. Yeah, that's right. So I was joking earlier about 2022 can't be any, or 2023 can't be any worse than 2022. I was only half joking. Let me just share this real quick. I haven't really shared this line. I've shared my bankruptcy. I've said my divorce. But, you know, I do a lot of gigs during the day, and then I come and do the radio show here at night. And so I do a lot of different work and stuff. This is my 2022 in a nutshell. I did get divorced. I got excommunicated from my church. I declared bankruptcy because of a business failure. I was laid off from two of my three jobs that I have. I basically was able to keep this radio gig. That was it for a while. I lived in my truck for a few months this year, and I moved twice. So that was my 2022. And for many people, that would just drive them crazy. But look, I just try to keep my head up, and I just keep on trying to go. And hopefully 2023 is going to be completely opposite.